Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It is time for the weekly, the official Talk Radio Countdown Show with the official from, this is the official of officials. Michael Harrison is the editor.
I love the word official.
Yes, it is. It's one of those things. I remember
the official car of the Super Bowl.
Right, exactly. How did you become? I remember we had this big debate when I was doing afternoons at WCKY in Cincinnati. Remember that back in the 80s? And I, this general manager is a great guy named Tom Severino, one of the two really good radio station managers that I worked for over my so long and sordid career. Anyway, he decided on his own that WCKY was going to become the new official weather station in Cincinnati. It had been WLW. They called themselves the official weather station for Cincinnati. And so,
official.
Severino said,
they have to be the official from God.
We're going to be the new official. Now, what does it mean to be the official? You know, the official sponsor of the Indianapolis 500 is somebody who paid probably $50 million to be the official sponsor, right? Isn't that where that comes from? When whoever pays the most is the official.
It becomes a rights issue. You know,
right.
A licensing issue. But official's a funny word. I've always found the word official to be funny, and it's funny you mentioned Tom Severino. I worked with him as well.
Fabulous guy.
I was involved in producing a 48-hour special for, at that time, Severino worked for Infinity Broadcasting, and then it wound up being sold to ABC Radio. So I was producing this 48-hour special that I was hired to do, a 48-hour radio special for hundreds of rock radio stations across the country, and we came up with a name for it that was meant to be a tongue-in-cheek joke. It was called The Official History of Rock and Roll.
Mm-hmm.
We meant that to be like, because there were so many histories of rock and roll
everywhere.
So it was sort of like a satire. That just the name, The Official History of Rock and Roll, figuring people go, who the hell are you to make the official history of rock and roll? I mean, there's no subject more controversial and more subject to subjectivity. Mm-hmm. And nobody got it, and nobody questioned it. Mm-hmm. Nobody said, what do you mean the official history of rock? We meant it as a joke, but it was nobody took it as a joke, and nobody questioned it. And it went on to be one of the big radio shows of all time. Never, ever got any negative blowback on a stupid name. The official history of, I'm convinced Rush Limbaugh did that with his EIB network.
Oh, yeah.
When Rush Limbaugh called it the Excellence in Broadcasting Network, he meant that as a joke.
EIB.
And it took.
Yeah,
EIB.
It did take. The side of his plane said EIB network on it. Did you ever see that? Yeah.
I hadn't, but it doesn't surprise me. But I know he did it originally as a joke.
Joke. You know, it was a joke.
The Excellence in Broadcasting Network.
Sort of came out of his mouth in the same breath as when one hand tied behind my back.
Right.
Brilliance on loan from God or whatever he used to say.
Right. Yeah. It was self-deprecating, overly self-congratulatory humor.
Yeah. Right. By the way,
take it seriously.
Yeah. Just as an aside, before we get to the charts for this week,
those
things. Getting in the way of our conversation here. The official. It's the official chart. Limbaugh.
Where are you going? Don't lose your thought.
No, I haven't lost my thought. I was looking in the trades this week. I think it was mentioned in Talkers, but I'm not sure where I read it. The fact that there are stations now adding the Limbaugh, I think it was Fresno was the latest that I saw, adding a station.
Yeah, you saw that
adding.
Talkers.
It wasn't Talkers. Adding Limbaugh's show.
Right.
The guy's dead. It's not going to be any new shows, but yet people are so into that mindset, they think they have to have it. And some stations in some markets are dropping it, so other stations are picking it up. I find it It's extraordinary, actually. Extraordinary.
There's been a lot of, for folks listening to this, there's been a lot of, shall we say, conversation among radio broadcasters about the nature of the new Limbaugh show, mm-hmm. which is basically
the old Limbaugh show.
The old excerpts from the old Limbaugh show put together with guides, with, you know, current issues and talk show hosts. I think they have about four very capable hosts, very good guys.
Yeah.
And then they bring out excerpts, what Limbaugh had to say about the general topic.
Right.
Immigration.
Imagine how much work there was. And there was that Bo Schnerdley who used to do all of that stuff, put all those things. And,
well, he was Limbaugh's producer for years.
Yeah,
and right. I guess
kind of they're very good friends because there's
James Golden is his name. And yeah. Bo Schnerdley is the you know, assumed
radio
name, which is also originally meant to be a joke, but now that's his name.
Right.
It's so strange when that happens.
But it was so Limbaugh at the early, in the early stages to have that. He had a great sense of humor. And it showed, you know,
he was like the right wing John Stewart.
Yeah.
He was a satirist. He was a humorist.
Almost a right wing George Carlin, except he used the same phraseology, but he was pretty spicy with some of it. Again, remember Gorbasms and stuff like that? That, you know, today you couldn't get away with that no matter what. But he got away with it when he just
got away with it.
Yeah, I did. Excuse me. Yes, right. Mm. Pardon me, folks, for bringing that up. All right. And you had to bring it back up again.
Fortunately, fortunately, nobody's listening, so whatever.
Okay, well, then let's...
That's a joke, folks. That's a joke we used to have in radio, like, oh, the show's not going well. It doesn't matter. Nobody's listening.
Nobody's listening anyway.
Right, exactly.
All right, so the story list and the people list, all part of the work that's done by the staff at Talkers Magazine. You can find the list at talkers.com and also on the DJV show website, Twitter account, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So let us go through, if you please, Mr. Harrison, the stories.
Okay. All right, the stories that are in our top 10. At number 10, we have UFO sightings, and there's a report coming to Congress from the Pentagon, finally detailing their investigation into all of these repressed and covered-up sightings by military pilots over the years.
But you and I both know they really have happened.
Well, that's an interesting subject that that I take very seriously.
I know you do. That's why I brought it back to the surface. Exactly why I said that.
Yeah. At number nine, we have race relations, police reform, Asian hate crimes, all that kind of stuff. At number eight, immigration reform. At number seven, the Supreme Court.
Excuse me for a second. Can we go back to nine for just a second? All that stuff. It really is all that stuff. And with the passage of this Asian hate crime bill, one asks the question, and maybe we address it later, maybe we don't, why is there a special need for a special bill when the hate crimes bill now that we have as law isn't obviously being enforced? So we're going to have one more law that maybe answers some political need but doesn't get enforced any more than the one that's already on the books gets enforced. You know, there are some people sometimes, you know, they get, there's a hate crime thing, but not, there isn't a lot of that being pursued, is there? Really, truly.
Well, I mean, hate, what's, have you heard of love crimes? I mean, or like crimes?
Actually,
or
crimes of
indifferent
passion.
Crimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's a different, crimes of passion, you know, or them are fighting words. That's a whole different thing. But in terms of hate, you know, murders, beating up people, harassing them, I mean, a crime is a crime. You know, when you start getting into the
nuance of
what motivated it, I think you hit it on the head when you said it's political. It has nothing to do with
patronizing,
with justice or type of
nonsense.
You know, corrections system. Yeah. Number eight, we have immigration reform, as mentioned. SCOTUS, which is a term for Supreme Court of the United States, to hear an abortion case that many feel could begin unraveling Roe v. Wade. That should create a lot of tumult in terms of conversation. In the
completely political and news media oriented. There's no more going to be a change in Roe v. Wade than you and I are going to fly to the moon on the back of a silver Gersamer.
Wow.
How's that?
Mm-hmm. But we have to wear a mask.
Probably. I hope so.
And number six, the economy, stimulus initiative. Stimulus initiatives. My mouth is not working. And the cryptocurrency turmoil that's happening. I'm investing every nickel I have in bitcoins.
Yeah, me too. Well, not bitcoin, but there's that other stuff. I don't even know what the name of it is. But if you make money, you don't have to pay taxes. And the boys in Washington and girls don't like Dougie dollars. Yes.
Dougie dollars. Hey, let's give away Dougie dollars.
Good idea. I used to do that, actually. Now that you think, it was when I was doing mornings in Providence, we did have Dougie. I just thought about that. I haven't thought about that for years. Dougie dollars. They weren't called Dougie dollars, but it was fake money.
Dougie dollars, but they weren't called Dougie dollars. The whole thing.
Well, they were called. It was
Dougie dollars.
It was. Yeah, I think they were. It was Doug dollars. Not Dougie dollars. It was Doug dollars, and we gave them away to people. Had arrangements with various merchants. They would take. They were advertisers. They'd take the Doug dollars and exchange. You know, it was like a bonus. Buy a car and get an extra front seat with Doug dollars.
Buy a car and get an extra front seat.
Whatever.
I used to give away on Lincoln's birthday genuine official government issued Abraham Lincoln Memorial medallions.
Did you?
made out of metal, engraved by a fine artist, dated, and having a certain amount of value.
Probably had, and it was certified, too. Didn't they used to have with those things certification?
No, but these were just pennies. These were just regular pennies.
All right, let's talk about that. We're going to go through the list. We're taking our time. I want to bring up something to the surface about the humor on the radio as we continue here. It's 18 after on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official Talk Radio Countdown Show. You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you got a sore neck, a headache, a backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code. The Giza sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers. Get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
Finally, a bed that senses snoring and automatically responds. Meet the Ergo Smart Base from Tempur-Pedic, our first system that detects snoring, then automatically adjusts by raising the bed. And now, during the Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep, all Tempur-Pedic mattresses are on sale, with savings up to $500 on adjustable sets. Get your best sleep, all night, every night. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback gives you state-of-the-art active safety technology for extra confidence on every drive. You can count on the roomy comfort and impressive cargo space, standard raised roof rails with enhanced tie-down points, and Subaru Starlink Multimedia with an 11.6-inch high-resolution touchscreen to wrap your experience with love for your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
So, how can I promote my new curbside pickup service?
It's possible with Staples Connect.
I need custom floor decals that'll get noticed, not just walked on.
Also possible, Staples Connect can help your business grow with custom printed sales and marketing materials. And now get 15% off signs, posters, and decals when you spend $75 or more. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 529. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
Say hello to happy, healthy hair at Ulta Beauty's Gorgeous Hair Event, happening right now. Get hair care happy with 50% off hair care essentials from brands like Hot Tools and Living Proof. And get wow-worthy hair with unbeatable deals on shampoo and conditioner pairs from brands like Redken. Longer sunny days just mean more time to show off your new style. Hurry, this event ends May 29th. Discover your best hair yet. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
Thank you. Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
What a shame we only have an hour for these broadcasts. At 23 past this hour, I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here to go through the list, the story list and the people list, and we've done about as bad a job as we've ever done so far.
This has been the worst episode.
The best worst program we've done.
This is officially, no really, I've done
officially
research over the last 6 minutes, and this is the worst talk radio countdown show in its 30-year history.
Really? And we haven't even gotten through it yet. How can you declare that? We've just gotten started.
And you said, you had the audacity to say you wish we had more than an hour to do this show.
Bring people more into focus of what doesn't make any difference. Okay, but these stories are important, so I think
So I think we left it off with SCOTUS hearing the abortion case at number, the cryptocurrency turmoil at number six.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Number five, the U.S. relations with China and Russia being talked about. At number four, the Arizona election audit. And that ties with voting legislation laws are being brought to the state houses around the country and GOP-controlled legislatures. Number three, January 6th commission debate. And another story tied at number three is the Trump Organization is now under criminal investigation. And that doesn't bode well for Trump or his family. At number two, the Israeli-Palestine
conflict. They don't even run for president again, so they can't sue him or take him to court.
Well, I don't know if he ran for president again if he would win.
No, he wouldn't.
COVID-19 vaccine hesitancy and the mask controversy is at number one. Mm-hmm. Those are the 10 stories, actually more than 10 stories up in the top 10 categories. When do you want to do the people list?
Right now. Right?
Okay, number
now.
Okay, the dynamic duo, Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping, are tied at number 10. The dynamic Democrat from West Virginia, Joe Manchin, is at 9. Kevin McCarthy, the dynamic Republican, at number 8. Bernie Sanders at number 7. Karen Fann and Stephen Richer at number 6. Mitch McConnell at number 5. Donald Trump at number 4. Benjamin Netanyahu, otherwise known to his friends as Bibi Netanyahu, at 3. Dr. Anthony Fauci at number 2, and President Joseph Biden is at number 1.
Okay, can you enlighten me and the audience, the Karen Fann, Stephen Richer connection? That's not something
that has to do. That has to do with the legislation and the controversy that's going on between the parties in terms
the
of Congress,
yeah.
in terms of all of this stuff. Okay. Getting deeper into it, they will be forgotten by next week. So
exactly.
The
right.
The hell with it.
Okay, here's a name. Right. That's not in the official list for next week. So the name Dr. Tony Fauci this week number two. Even though the COVID thing, which is number one on the story list, I feel like the pandemic kind of is in the rearview mirror, in a manner of speaking, although there'll be a lot of conversation about it. But I think we may be headed towards something. I have a whiff of a story that may brew next week. Apparently, there are people who work for Dr. Fauci who don't like him, haven't liked him. And there is a there are rumors at this point only of harassment charges, sexual harassment charges that are about to be brought against him by some of his either current or former employees in the federal government. There's something brewing here that will not bode well for Fauci. Maybe it's just that people are making this stuff up to get rid of him. Who knows? But I think we're going to find this is going to surface over the next few days. And you can remember you heard it here first, you know, maybe. And then there are a lot of people who are upset with him because of now there's an investigation into why there has to be. I mean, it's so obvious where the virus came from, the Wuhan laboratory, the purposeful letting go of it, if you will, by the Chinese communists. And Fauci was complicit in the research. The government, he worked for the government and he wanted to invest. You know that story, Michael. Obama told him no, so he got some private money to put into the research that brought us to where we are right now. This is stiff stuff. 28 past the hour.
This is our shot at all those postponed weddings, birthdays, and holidays. Our shot at getting back to work. The COVID-19 vaccines are ready, and so is Walgreens, with pharmacy experts ready to help you get it safely for free. Because this is our shot at getting back together. Schedule yours today at walgreens.com/ourshot.
No cost to you with most insurance or government assistance. Vaccines subject to availability. State age and health-related restrictions may apply.
In the know, I'm Jasmine Guignard. Chef Yumna Jawad, the feel-good foodie, is sharing tips for plant-based summer meals that are good for you and good to eat.
My number one tip for all cooking is to keep meals easy to prepare and the ingredients simple and fresh. Eating more plant-based protein is also important to me for my family. LightLife makes it easy because they have more than 20 clean and delicious plant-based protein options to choose from. I love to use their plant-based meatballs to make summer meals like grilled kebabs.
You've probably heard of tofu, but do you know about tempeh?
Tempeh is like tofu's cooler cousin. Tempeh is savory, nutty, and can easily take on any flavor of whatever you're cooking. LightLife has 5 tempeh flavors to choose from, including smoky bacon and buffalo, which are great on a salad or something like a Buddha bowl.
Find more recipes and inspiration at lightlife.com. And now you're in the know.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken will head to the Middle East this week for talks to try and strengthen the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. He tells ABC this week that the White House's quiet diplomacy efforts helped take the first step needed to end the conflict.
It was critical to get to the ceasefire, and President Biden's focus on relentless, determined, but quiet diplomacy is what got us to where we needed to be, which is to get the violence ended as quickly as possible, to stop more human suffering, and to at least put ourselves in a position to make a turn, to make a pivot, to building something more positive. That has to start now.
And 14 people were killed Sunday after a cable car accident in Italy. Authorities say the car fell nearly 50 feet as it was transporting passengers from the resort town of Stresa up a nearby mountain. At least one child is among the dead. Another, an Israeli national, is hospitalized and in critical condition. Investigators are still searching for the cause of the accident. This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
A group of senators have introduced a bill that would allow local police to enforce immigration laws. Jeremy Scott reports.
Three Republican senators are introducing a bill to allow local law enforcement the power to enforce immigration laws. Senator Tommy Tuberville of Alabama is one of them. He tells Fox News,
you know, they've cut the legs out of ICE. Their apprehensions are down almost 70% this year with the influx of migrants coming in. You know, that's ridiculous. So this basically says we want to empower the local and state law enforcement, which right now they don't have jurisdiction, but give them the authority to work with ICE to do what they need to do.
The other senators co-sponsoring the bill are Tom Tillis of South Carolina and Mike Rounds of South Dakota. The Biden administration has put limits on Immigration and Customs Enforcement arresting illegal immigrants starting the day he took office by undoing key Trump-era policies and replacing them with more liberal ones. Republican state attorneys general have been pushing back. Arizona is pursuing litigation, including a lawsuit with Missouri over the administration's narrowed enforcement guidelines. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And Phil Mickelson has won the PGA Championship to win his first major title since the 2013 Open Championship. Mickelson finished the weekend at 6-under, 2 strokes ahead of Louis Oosthuizen and Brooks Koepka, who tied for second. At age 50, Mickelson also becomes the oldest golfer to win a major championship, surpassing Julius Boros, who was 48 when he won the 1968 PGA Championship. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Now, 34 after the hour, as we review what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, I want you to know I've spent the last few minutes, while the news was on the local stations carrying this program, Michael, finding some Lincoln Memorial coins.
Don't say coin. You blow it when you say coin. It's medallion.
Oh, my gosh. Sorry.
By saying coin, there's no joke, Doug. Sounds like an Andy Kaufman routine.
Really? All right, so I have to fix that.
I know the answer. What's Andy Kaufman? I know, but it's the Abraham Lincoln Memorial Medallion.
It has
a certain amount of value. It's made out of semi-precious metal.
Mm-hmm.
It's dated and engraved by a top artist. It's something you'll be proud to have in your collection.
Back to when radio was fun. All right, now let's talk about. Radio, we're in the business of radio. This talk radio countdown show is presented as part of the DJV program. We put things together. So we have a couple of hours every week of comments, commentary, focus on these big stories that Michael and his staff work so hard to actually put in order every week. It's not an easy job. The people list as well.
It's so really hard.
Yes, it is hard. But somebody's got to do it, and it's nice it's you. So this past week, the status. The thing that makes me think about this is because we were talking about radio when it was more fun, making reference to Limbaugh and some of the other characters. There have been, over our career, and before even we were on the radio, we listened to people who were crazy. Some of the stunts that used to be played on the air, some of the characters that were hosts of radio programs, especially morning shows, but often across the day, personality radio it was called, these guys were crazy. I can remember Jerry G and Company in Cleveland. He went to Chicago to WCFL when I was in college. But the fun, just the silly stuff that went on the air. There's a guy who's been on the radio in Boston named Matty Siegel. He's in his 41st year on the same station that he went on when he was 20-something years old. The guy's been a morning icon in Boston forever. Mm. And this week, he quit. Well, he didn't really.
He couldn't take it. I knew he was not in it for the long haul. He quit.
No. Of course.
I said his career wasn't going to go anywhere.
No. Exactly. Right. Well, anyway, the controversy, it sort of speaks to something that everybody whispers about who's in this business, and maybe I'm not smart enough to whisper about it, the fact that you can't say things on the radio that you used to be able to say. And maybe it even goes back to Imus and what he said about the basketball players, and there have been plenty of examples nationally and locally. But Matty was talking about Demi Lovato this week, and whatever that stuff is, that, you know, the they and the them, and maybe I'm showing my age. I don't get the impact of it. But anyhow, he made a joke of it. And his boss called him while he was on the air and said, don't do that anymore. Here's a guy who, if the boss is smart, never talks to him except congratulates him on the great show that he does, because he's invariably number one or number two in Boston and has been for decades. So why would you get in the way of that? But the boss felt compelled to tell him not to talk about Demi Lovato anymore. And he said, I won't. I quit. And he just threw the microphone down and walked out of the studio. Now, was that a stunt or was it the real McCoy? He's back on the air. So what do you think, Michael?
I don't know if it's a stunt or not. It either was a stunt or it wasn't, but it could also have been the straw that broke the camel's back. Mm-hmm. It could have been one more thing that he considered to be an indignation or, you know, an insult or something that he's putting up with that was just building and building and building, and then the final straw was that. I often find in trying to figure out stories like that, it's usually the straw that breaks the camel's back. Mm-hmm. People think that everybody on a baseball team or everybody on a radio staff or everybody that makes a movie together, you know, we see people working together in public showcased situations, that they all get along really well. Mm-hmm. And it can be shocking to realize the hatreds, the resentments, the injustices, the inequities, the hurt feelings, the emotions that go into these relationships. And quite often, that very happy family that you see, you know, in the TV sitcom, or that you see working together, or guys playing ball together, any number of team things, behind the scenes, there's a lot of turmoil, and then something happens that sets somebody off, and you wonder, you know, why did Martin Lewis break up? Why did the Beatles break up? Or why did current Hollywood couples break up? Mm-hmm. You know, why did Kim Kardashian and, you know, Kanye West break up? What happened? And it's because people are human, and jealousies, resentments, thoughtlessness, competition, backstabbing. It's a tough world out there.
You know, one of the things that's most endearing and perhaps enlightening is seeing, because the Friends reunion is on Thursday, I think, for the first time, May 27th, on HBO. And the relationship that the six of them have with each other, obviously they were friends in real life when they were doing this, and they are still friends now. You've seen enough of the trailers and heard enough of the stories, at least to this point, this may be one of the big things that people talk about this next week, how all of them get along. And they seem to be concerned about Matthew Perry because he was slurring his words. He was taken care of. Courtney Cox, because he had an alcohol problem, apparently was involved in his rehab. Aniston and Courtney Cox have been great best friends since they did the show. You know, it's just nice, and maybe that speaks to what you were just saying. My friend Jonathan Tucker, who's the actor and the star of that show on NBC that we've talked about, Debris, he was telling me, you know, when you're working in that close, the quarters that close, you get to know people very well, very quickly. And he said over his career of 20-some-odd years, he's had some actors that he worked with that he loved. And it was a fabulous experience. And he's had other people that he's worked with that he couldn't stand.
Exactly.
And that's what acting is all about. You know, definition of acting is, hello, making the best of that situation like that, right?
Yeah, and of course, as a result of that, we all are actors in our daily lives. We all have to wear some type of a mask to get along. Right. And some people just rub us the wrong way for reasons that you just can't get over. I mean, there's just this chemistry thing or this vibe thing where you're with somebody and you just can't stand them. Or they can't stand you, which is even worse.
Right, it is.
But, you know, if you ever have somebody just doesn't like you, no matter what you do, they don't like you. No, I've never experienced that, but I've seen it in others, and I could imagine.
Well, unfortunately, I've had that situation, and yeah, it's no fun. It's always, I don't like controversy, frankly, as you know. I don't like confrontation. I don't like anger. I grew up around it, and I don't like it. So I, as an adult, stayed as far away from it as possible. I remember my ex-wife used to get angry at me because I wouldn't confront some of the issues that we had. And it was the dissolution of our marriage that was caused by me not wanting to deal with stuff because I'd grown up around everybody yelling and screaming at me and around me when I was a kid, and I didn't want it anymore. I don't like it now.
Wow.
And so, anyway.
Would you say that was the cause of a lot of the psychological imbalances that you suffer with today?
Yes, I think that's probably very true,
wow.
Michael.
I'm sorry.
Speaking about imbalance, the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, number two this week on the story list, and where this goes, at least there's a ceasefire as we do this program.
Yeah, thank goodness.
And so, but is it, there's a big hubbub with the squad wanting to kill a $700 million deal with the Israelis for more arms. And
What the squad does not realize is that Israel is our ally in a very, very sensitive part of the country that's not friendly to U.S. interests. Mm-hmm. So why don't they just shut up? Israel is an ally of the United States. We're not giving them this money because we're being kind to them or any kind of religious preference or whatever. They're an ally in a very hot spot. Mm-hmm. And
but those kids don't understand it. They're naive kids who got elected because they got onto an issue, and it just shows you that some of the people that get selected, if not most of them, are elected without real thinking on the part of the voter. If that was the case, I know that they squawk about their own groups and everybody loves them wherever they get elected, but what's her first name? Marion, Marilyn, whatever her name is an absurdity. Mm-hmm. All right, let's pause for a moment here, and then we get to what's going on at the Michael Harrison interview slot that I want to talk about. You've heard me speaking of talk a lot on the air about MyPillow, how it's changed the way I sleep and people that I know sleep. But MyPillow never goes flat. Gives you the best night's rest every single night, no matter what. You won't wake up with a sore neck either. You won't have a headache. You won't feel like you need a nap in the middle of the day because you've slept all night well. Refresh the pillows in every room of your home. Time now, because the premium pillows are on sale. Lowest price ever, in fact. Now, for a limited time, you get a queen-size premium MyPillow, $29.98. King-size pillows are $5 more. Get the deal. Use the promo code DJV when you go to MyPillow.com and go to the Radio Listener Specials page. It's a money-back guarantee. You get 60 days. You wash them. You can dry them, do anything. Promo code DJV. Remember that. Take advantage of it right now. And matter of fact, there are big discounts, deep discounts, on all of MyPillow products using the DJV code. Check out the new My Slippers at MyPillow.com.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español?
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Green Box Capital, an alternative lender, is here to help small to medium-sized businesses with the funding needed to build back during these challenging times. And for a limited time, is offering 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio to fill out a short form and connect with a real advisor who will work with you to create the best funding solution. Mention the code radio to redeem your special offer. With funding as low as $3,000, up to $500,000 in all industries across the U.S., Puerto Rico, and Canada, Green Box Capital can help with your financial needs today. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Again, that's greenboxcapital.com/radio. Get the business funding you need while saving 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Green Box Capital, fast funding for small businesses.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com, all the cars, one search.
All right, so in place of talking about what Michael Harrison has in his weekly bold interviews, the Michael Harrison interview, I think we should announce the Talkers Convention, the installment that is slated. We're going to be the first ones to get together, like really get together. Couldn't do this last year, so we're now going to all be together.
First radio industry convention coming up on June 11th, so yeah. We'll let people know how they can see video of it. It's sold out and closed to the public. It's an inside industry event, so it's not right. We're promoting it. But it is kind of exciting that we're going to be back in the business of getting together again. Hope that we're able to do so.
We will be there with or without our masks on.
Right.
Exactly. By that time, masks will not be imperative anyway. Social distancing, 3 inches. That's it. Okay, that's set for Friday, June 11th. It's 10 before the hour. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here on the Countdown.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Here we are at 53 after the hour. Time for us to review the top 5 items from the world of technology. We have a tight schedule here, Victoria. So we get out of Victoria Keeling goes through this. I'm Doug Steffen at number 5. It's an announcement from Google.
Yeah, this is either good news or bad news if you are someone who likes to troll WebMD looking for problems that you may have and diagnoses, because we all know people
hobby.
Who are
What's
like
your
that.
Hobby? I troll.
Yeah, we all know people who are like that. You know, they don't feel well, they go to WebMD and they diagnose themselves with some very rare disease that doctors just wish people would stop going to WebMD. Well, Google has a brand new tool that will be launching soon, and this is going to diagnose skin conditions. It's a web tool that they've developed with Stanford University's research team, and so it's 97% accurate when you take photos of whatever the skin issue is, whether it's, you know, a mole that you think doesn't look right or a rash, or this also does hair and nail conditions too, and then it runs through the database and the algorithm, and it has 65,000 clinical images already in the database, and then it will suggest possible conditions. So this is, I can just picture people getting so preoccupied that they're just taking their phone and taking pictures of their entire body and just having it run through this tool. So it's going to probably be very, very popular when it
All
launches.
Right. Number 4, speaking of something that's popular, it's HBO Max time.
Yep, HBO Max is going to launch a cheaper version of HBO Max. It'll be the ad-supported tier, which basically, I love when they say ad-supported, it means you got to sit through some commercials. So it's going to be $9.99 a month. It's cheaper than the $14.99 a month, which is ad-free. You get everything that WarnerMedia has, except you will not get the Warner Brothers movies that premiere the same date on HBO Max as they do in theaters. If you have this lower price tier, you will not be able to access those movies. You'll either have to wait longer or go to the theater. So, and if you still don't want to pay for anything, Warner Media is also planning on taking some of their popular shows from HBO Max and putting them on their other regular cable networks like TNT and TBS. Like I said during the week on the DJV show, I would suspect that Mare of Easttown will land somewhere on TNT, maybe later this summer.
Mm-hmm. All right, number three is Zoom. So I want to say Zoom time. All right,
yeah,
so
here's
how much...
some good news. We don't normally think of good things when we think of Zoom, right? We think of long meetings that we don't want to be on. It's owned, you know, operated, the data server is operated by a Chinese company. But there is some new research that shows that talking on video conference services like Zoom or FaceTime during the coronavirus lockdown has helped older people stave off the effects of dementia. So this new study has proven, essentially, that regular communication and having to use technology has really helped the long-term memory of elderly people versus elderly people who, you know, just traditionally see people face-to-face. They showed much more cognitive decline than those who, you know, basically forced themselves to learn some of the technology, which is great.
All right, number two is the chip shortage, in case you haven't noticed.
Oh, man, this is a story that is not good news for anybody, right?
No.
So we've been hearing a whole lot.
Except the Chinese. It's good for the Chinese.
Yeah. So we've been hearing a whole lot about the chip shortage. And right now, the number one product that is seeing the fastest spike in price are big screen TVs. So the larger the TV, the more expensive it's going to be. Right now, large TV model prices are up 30% compared to last summer. Remember last summer, everybody decided, well, let's go out and get a bigger screen TV because we can't go to movie theaters and everyone's stuck at home. Well, if you're trying to do that this summer, you're going to pay at least 30% more. It's better to wait until Black Friday sales come around. This chipset shortage, say that fast, is probably still going to last another year because they are so backed up. And when we had this trade war with China, Chinese companies like Huawei and ZTE, what they did was essentially blocked access to those chips, the advanced chips especially, which we need for automobiles and computers. So they blocked everyone outside of China from gaining access to them. They also stockpiled their own shortage. So here we are. This is now the next thing. We already know laptops are more expensive. iPads and tablets are going to follow suit after the TV increase, I think.
All right. Number one this week in the top five department is the AT&T merger with Warner Media. Man, this is what kind of fest this is.
Well, we'll see. Yeah, this still needs approval, but this was a very big story this week. AT&T and Discovery Networks are in talks to essentially merge Warner Media, which is HBO Max, with Discovery, which has all the channels that everybody knows and loves. So this could end up being a massive one-stop shopping of a streamer. Essentially, the purpose of the deal is they really want to go up against Disney Plus, and Netflix.
Uh-huh. All right, there it is, the story of the top five items. No crypto in there. That's interesting. Okay, thanks, Victoria.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best-tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.